Good afternoon. I'll call the property committee to order. Our first item on our agenda is our roll call. Could you please take the roll?
Absolutely. Roll call, Director Sheldon.
Yes, I'm here.
Director Meeks.
I know she's joining us,
Here.
so we'll see. Here she is.
Director Jung.
Present.
Director Yeo.
Here.
Director Green.
Here.
Director Nguyen. Director Omezkwa. Director Tran. Director Wigand.
Here.
Director Bilodeau.
Present from Santa Ana.
Great, you do have a quorum.
Thank you. Our next item on the agenda is if there's any items that were received too late to be agendized. Are there any?
There are none.
There are none, so thank you. And we'll move on to visitor participation. My favorite part of the agenda. Are any members of the public here who would like to speak on an item on the agenda not on the agenda or on the consent? Okay, we don't see hands. I don't see any in the audience. So we'll move on next to our consent calendar. And is there any motion or questions on the consent?
Move the consent calendar.
We have it moved by Director Green. Is there a second? I'll second it.
Second.
Okay, second by Director Yeo. Great. And would we please take the vote on that?
Roll call, Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Director Jung.
Aye.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Wigand.
Yes.
Motion carries with five yes votes.
Just to double check though, I'm pretty far down the list as an alternate. Just making sure that I'm the correct person to vote on that.
Yes, the other three alternates are not in attendance.
Okay.
Great. We'll move on to matters for consideration. Our first item, Daniel.
Yes, Director Sheldon, let me just pull up map. Okay, as part of the Platinum Triangle development, OCVive has proposed to relocate City of Anaheim Utilities right here on the corner of Phoenix Club Drive and Ball Road Basin. And the reason for that is that the OCVive is widening the Phoenix Club Drive and renaming it to River Road. And so what OCVive is proposing is to take these existing city utilities and relocate those to the proposed easement location on OCWD property, which is within these yellow boundaries. It's pretty much adjacent to the entrance of the Islands Golf. And so in order to do so, OCVive has requested a license agreement to relocate the city's facilities and an easement to the city for the ongoing operation and maintenance of those facilities. Some of the facilities being relocated are a 6-inch water meter, an 8-inch assembly director, pipelines, and valves. The proposed easement area is approximately 2,500 acres, so it's a small footprint, or square feet, excuse me, acres, within a larger 4-acre parcel. So it's a small footprint. District staff, we did re receive an appraisal for the easement, but it came out to a very nominal value of $320. So, given that it's such a small value, staff's recommended district assess the standard license fee of $1,148 for the construction. So staff's recommendation today is twofold, is to authorize the general manager to finalize and execute the license agreement to OCVive for the construction of the facilities, and also approve the easement deed to the city for its ongoing operations and maintenance. And that will include my report.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee or any directors? Any questions, comments from the public? I just have a couple of quick questions that will be. What's the estimated duration of the use, sir?
OCVive has told us approximately 1 month, so it's not a long project.
And I'm wondering why we're giving OCVive, and I don't mind, sure, a license agreement, but we're getting the city and a non-exclusive easement agreement. Why would we do one, and why would they be different?
So the actual existing utilities that are being relocated are currently owned by the city. So what OCVive is doing, they're relocating the city's facilities on behalf of them. And then, of course, the city would take over the ownership, operation, and maintenance of those
facilities. For that month that they're there.
No, for the duration. So for after the construction is done. So the license agreement is strictly for the actual construction of the facilities.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the maintenance, operation, and ownership.
Okay. So the, so they're going to be there for a long time.
The city, right?
No, the what's being relocated will be there for a long
time. Yeah, if I could add, the so what's being relocated is different water appurtenances.
Yes,
that help feed our seal water to our Burris pumps,
right.
Provide irrigation,
right.
Provide some other water uses. It comes from the city of Anaheim. It's Anaheim Public Utilities. So their role is to continue to maintain the equipment and provide the water to us. By relocating it, it would now be relocated from a property across the street, which is not ours, onto our property. And all of the appurtenances are there to feed our property. They just happen to be located down where our old Ball Road Basin used to be, which is no longer our property. So this not only puts it into our property, it's for our use, but it's supplied and run by the city of Anaheim Public.
So the short-term aspect is for the construction of that, and the but they'll be there on a long-term basis.
It needs to be there forever for us to run our facility.
Does that interfere with any access to that property in the future? I know there's been Islands Golf is just to the left on the map. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, and this provides water to them as well.
But so, what about the access?
So that this should be far enough to that kind of eastern side in the shoulder area that it won't be an issue for any of the access to Islands or on the actual driveway.
Is it below grade?
That's
the majority of it's below grade. Yeah.
What is above grade?
The
water meter.
The backflow prevention right. device, you know, the RPP. That's the main thing.
Oh, yeah, I know.
My lawn has to be above
ground. My house. Yeah. I don't know.
My lawn that has to be above ground.
I know what the rest are. Okay, thank you. I have other questions. Any other questions? Any questions from the committee? Hearing none, is there a motion on this item?
No, moved.
I'll second.
And so we'll take a vote. But I just, in my recollections, I know with our former general manager, Mike Marcus, there was some plans drawn up for other activities on this section, and that was an access point because it teed up with the street. So I'm just thinking that this area's been viewed by other senior management with the district of something bigger going on there. So I'm just concerned about that access because you do want to line it up with Phoenix Drive if you were to have an access into there. That's the reason for my questions. And I need to, my computer, my brain's kind of remembering some things right now. That's why I was asking the questions that I may have more later. All right, please take the vote.
Roll call, Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Director Jung.
Aye.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Tran.
Yes.
You hear you? Five yes votes.
Okay, thank you. The next item is the status upgrade update on Imperial Highway property.
Yes, Director Sheldon. So just a brief update on where we stand with Dudek, our engineering consultant. They are still currently working on the design plans for the access options and the traffic studies. So we should hear something back, I believe, next week as far as the timeline goes. As soon as that becomes available, we will...
Okay. Anything else to show us on the...
Yes. And additionally, staff would like to update the committee on some maintenance and security issues
right.
at the Imperial Highway site and possibly re-explore leasing the site on a short-term basis just to relieve district staff of some of those maintenance responsibilities. Okay. So I'm going to turn it over to Ben Smith, Director of Recharge Operations, to give us some more details on that.
Good afternoon. So this committee is very familiar with the Imperial property. It's shown here at the intersection of the 91 and Imperial Highway. The site the board's been considering a lot is kind of outlined there in red. So the district has security, full-time 24/7 security services. They patrol all of our properties out there. They are very effective. We don't, when dumping comes in, we're immediately notified, or if someone sets up a tent, they get kicked out immediately the same day. So that's how we've avoided a lot of other issues. But when we have property that abuts other public agencies, that's where we tend to have recurring things. And so, maybe that's a reflection of how those other agencies are maintaining their properties. But so what I've circled here in blue are the areas we have recurring problems here. And so this land is vacant. And so since the tenants moved out, the responsibilities to keep the land reasonable have moved to the operations department. So here's some of the issues this property has over and over, again. Trespassing, dumping, camping. These are pictures from the security reports. We need to maintain the vegetation there. It is a dirt lot that grows weeds. Security visits there twice a day. Occasionally, we invite the police to help us get people off the property. We go in there and grade. We have to maintain because it is a dirt lot. And the fencing is... I have another slide here on the fencing. So the site had perimeters about 6,300 feet. About half of it is along the bike trail. And that fencing's reasonable. It's just short. And it's generally maintained by the county as part of the bike trail. The other half of the property is bordering Caltrans property. And that fence is either non-existent or very poor condition. So I noted it's 0 to 5 feet tall. There's places like the cactus is growing through has destroyed it. Adjacent to the freeway, it's kind of down in a ditch. So, you know, if you take a big step, you just step across on top of the fence. And so it's not effective fencing. That's the gate at the front entrance. It's not.
That cactus might be pretty effective.
That's true. Go more natural. So I just wanted to share this top box is kind of in the operations, what we're spending on the property. So dumping, camping, that's about twice a year doing cleanup of things people leave there. Vegetation, this is monthly mowing of the site. It's pricey. Security patrol, so this is the hired 24/7. They visit the site twice a day. And they have a fixed cost for the year, so that $21,000 is incurred anyways. It's just that resource is going there when it could be going to other places. And then the grading, that's us coming in with our own heavy equipment to touch it up every year.
Do you think other places are getting less security because of this?
Yeah, because there's only 24 hours in a day. And so if they're spending an hour, it's about an hour of the day at this property.
So it's one less other places. Okay.
But on that note, it's not that we don't have major concerns.
Okay.
And we do have a in the budget, the bottom box here in our budget book this year to fix this fence at this site. Up to $300,000 is what we were thinking on the budget to put in new fencing that's actually functional.
A cactus.
So one idea throwing out is perhaps looking for another tenant, a short-term tenant, while the committee and the board considers other options for the land. I didn't see it affecting those studies or that planning, depending how the agreement, the lease gets structured. And it creates an occupant, and we can pass all those things I just went over, pass them on to the occupant to take care of. And it's a potential revenue source. And so that's one idea. If the land has a lot of constraints, but if that were possible. So that's my update. And we're just looking for.
Tell me that action you're asking us to do.
Right now, we just wanted some direction from the board as to possibly re-explore. I know in 2022, we did have Boyd go out and market the property and try to solicit some proposals. And access is an issue, still is an issue there. But we can possibly call Boyd again to see if they can, if things have changed, if the market's changed, if maybe there's someone that's willing to set the access there. Or work with the county and Caltrans to obtain approval for that access. So at this time, we just wanted to communicate that as staff and see if that was something that the committee would possibly want to work with just to re-explore the release of the site.
Any questions from the committee?
Yeah,
there was comments. Let me call everyone before you jump in for a second. I was asking. I want to give the folks that are on the screen your chance. Any questions from the audience here first?
So when you talk about a short term use, how long of a term are you thinking? Like your year, 3 years?
You could be annual. I think all of our leases have a termination clause. Majority have like a 1 to 2 month termination clause, not a 6 month termination clause, but we could have something in there where we could terminate the lease should we have another use for or district use. I don't think we can be more adaptive with that. I don't think we need to have a set in stone month to month or year to year lease, but we can work with the proposals and see what they are willing to do.
So you would do more like a RFI or something where people would come in and propose? Because, I mean, even if a nursery came in, it has very little infrastructure to set up. I mean, they still have to like move all their inventory in there, put an irrigation and things, and they wouldn't want to do that for a 30-day lease. You know, seems like we'd have to give some period of time for the initial lease, and then you could probably go year to year or month to month.
You're correct, Director Meeks. I think that is the challenge to if someone's willing to do that. And so I think perhaps communicating with Voight again to see if there are options for us. I don't think we have those today, but perhaps by those options, if there are any.
Okay. Director Meeks, have your questions been answered?
I've had one more question. I was going to ask.
Yes, go ahead.
For the $300,000 in fencing, what is the proposed fencing there? Is it still just a 5-foot chain link fence, or are you doing something more secure?
That price was based on an 8-foot tall chain link with barbed wire.
With barbed wire? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Or barbed wire?
Barbed wire.
I'm not thrilled about barbed wire, but I can see in some cases it's necessary when you're protecting, some businesses or equipment and things. I will tell you that history has shown that chain link is cut through very easily by the homeless population. And so you don't need chain link on the fence because they're just going through your fence anyways. It's something to think about. I mean, I don't want to spend a whole lot of money on a super secure fence because I think you're probably going to get better help from your security that goes in there every day. They will get through a fence and they will hide. So just think about if it's a good investment to make that and whether or not that fence will be doing what you want it to do. That's it.
Thank you, Director Tran, is your hand up?
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. I have if staff can refresh my memory, for this specific property, how many acres and what were some of the potential or proposed use that we can offer for potential, interested parties?
Yes, Director Tran, the acreage, approximately 19 acres on the property. As far as use goes, I believe it's, I'd have to refresh my memory, but open space, water. So we are restricted with some of the uses that can go there. Conditional uses, if you were to apply with the city, but previous lessee was a wholesale nursery, Sun Hill Slope. So they obviously were able to be out there.
Right. I know that we've tried to market this property for years, and I'm even to this day, I'm not sure whatever comes of it, if anything, in terms of specific interests from third parties. So I'm not sure, is Voight working closely and collaborating with us to see whether we can do something about this property other than them just putting things on the market? Are they actively scouting for potential tenants at all?
As far as I know, yes, Director Tran, they were scouting for tenants, like I said, in 2022 when they were actually hired by the district to market the property. But again, that access was an issue, still continues to be an issue. And so I don't think that it's going to be a challenge, but I think staff's concern was the security and maintenance of the property. So wanted to see if they would re-explore the option of releasing it. And if there is still challenges there with the access and we can't, then I think that answers the question again for us. But we have a
Yeah.
different today with the maintenance and security of the property, that's why.
Okay. Yeah, we're just gonna have to take a hard look at it. Right now the maintenance and security obviously is a that's our responsibility as the owner. And we want to make something out of this property, however minimal, other than just being vacant land and incurring expense for security and for the fence, what have you. Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you. I don't see any other hands on live. Director Green, you're next.
Yes. I thought at one time we had had some exploratory on the sheriff's or police using this property. Also, soccer fields. Is that no longer?
Yes, those were early on from what I
Mm-hmm.
recall in 2022.
Yeah.
And I know that I don't know how far, I'd have to go back and check our what we did, but I don't know how far we got the police training facility. I do recall the soccer field facility. Access was an issue for Boyd for that. But I'd have to discuss that again with Boyd where that ended up. Most, if not all, of the proposals received by Boyd, and this is directly from Boyd, was access was the challenge. And due to that reason, they couldn't really bring any proposals to the district.
But you would think with the sheriffs or police, if it was for training, that there would be fewer cars, fewer need for a lot of access. Is that
We had that
true?
conversation. It was. I'd have to go. I don't have an answer.
Director Meeks, as I recall, access wasn't so much an issue with the training facility for police and sheriff. Soccer fields, obviously, it was a lot of vehicles and private cars coming in and out, but with the training facility. But once again, it's like what term of lease is the water district willing to do? Because they would need, at least the proposal that I was heard was that they would need to pave the site and do some driver training. That was their interest on this size of lot to do some driver training on the property. So they would need to invest in paving the property and would have some term that they could get a return on that.
Okay. I just don't see why that would be a problem.
I don't see it as a problem. It's just not going to be a month-to-month lease. So that they're going to have some, maybe it's a
Oh, got
3-year
it. I
term,
see
maybe
what you're saying.
something to invest that money to pave it.
Yeah, okay. I get it. Okay.
I think Director Tran, your hand's back up.
Yeah,
Like I said,
I got a yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I got a question here. Have we ever? I mean, there's all kinds of issues related to this specific property here, and it's like it's a discussion that's been going on for years without a solution. Have we ever thought of selling this, and then maybe get some money once and for all, and then save incurring costs that's ongoing? And the liability that comes with it for being an owner of a piece of property that that seems that we can't seem to have a anybody wanting to use it under the circumstances. Are we legally able to sell this if that's an option or even considered yet?
Well, you legally could sell it. The question is, would you have a buyer who'd make it worth it to sell it too?
Well, let's make an offer if that's where we want to go.
Yeah, you'd have to go through the surplus property process first,
Of course, of course.
but you could.
I would add it's part of a parcel across the river, so you would have to create a new lot as well.
Any other questions?
It's parcels. The property boundary that it's in is all the way across the river to the other side. So it's not just that triangle.
That could be a parcel map, lot line adjustment. If we have more than that's a simple.
Yeah, simple make a lot adjustment if we were to sell.
Yeah, it's a parcel. It's a simple lot. So I have a question, Director Meeks. How many police would be using that property for the drivers? I don't want to say driver training, but
I really don't know. It was a proposal that was discussed before I was on the council or the water district, and the water district had declined because they wanted to pursue development. So I don't have a lot of detail on what proposal was discussed previously, but I think they might still be interested, and I don't know what that is. But I also think it's an interesting concept, which I've kind of been promoting from Director Tran, is why are we trying to solve this access problem if we think it's for private development? And certainly putting it out to bid and seeing what somebody's going to bid on it, that requires then the private development community to determine whether or not this property has value based on the amount of money that they would have to spend to get access to it, and whether that's buying other property, a bridge, you know, whatever their solution might be, it puts it back on the development community and not on the water district, as we continue to kind of spend money and spend money to maintain the property, to maybe come up with a solution, but maybe not. So I think there's two interesting proposals right now. We can just put it out for a bid, see if we like anything. Well, we have to go through the Surplus Land Act. Or we can do some interim lease that'll take us through the next 3 to 5 years and continue to explore what other options might be there.
Great. I'll just restate that we are getting the information back from the traffic engineers as to the geometric studies to what geometrically can work to get access to that properly, and then how we can politically sell that to Caltrans. But we got to first have the right design that's done for their standards. But we should be getting that information in a few weeks. Is that correct? That's correct.
Correct.
And we'll know that's been the key issue for this land. I have a question regarding farming. Is this soil suitable? And for, I know there's farming down in Irvine at El Toro Base and other areas. Are you familiar with? I would think it's suitable, but
I would think so. And we can certainly donate organic soil. We have plenty of that.
There you go. Okay.
I grow great tomatoes, so the land around here is great for farming.
There was Mag Ranch. It was a great farming area, right? Natalie, remember that? The Mag Ranch off of Imperial Highway. Any other questions, comments? Thank you, and we'll go on to. And then you were asking for a recommendation. You're going to contact Voice.
I'm going to be yelling to Joe for answers.
Hey, Director Wynn, we can hear you on our end. Director Wynn? Hi.
She did it.
Okay.
Yeah, we were just seeking.
I think we're all fine with that. So if you just bring it to the board on consent and you've talked to Boyd, do they have any additional ideas?
They said they would do that. They did stress that access was an issue, but if this district should choose, that they would go back out there in the market and see what's out there and see if they can bring some proposals.
Well, that was just traffic engineering information, which is critical.
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
Great. All right. Is there a motion? I think staff, are you looking for a direction?
I mean, you could just give us verbal direction, and when we get more information through Boyd and when the Dudek study's done, we could come back with more information.
Do you want to bring us to the board and then, or just want to start doing it now? I think you have consensus among going forward to what you've described.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, unless there's a formality that we needed to go to
the. We don't need an actionable item to.
I agree, but I don't want to be. I'm one of 10. Thank you. Okay, we got so that is, you've received your answer.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for bringing our attention. We appreciate the proactivity. So now let's go to our next item on our agenda. And this is the status update.
Yes, sir.
So I asked the staff to put this on the agenda. I am the author of this item. I will take responsibility for that. And do you have an update, or is it just a general, what would you like to say?
A very brief update, just where staff stands on it. So City of Anaheim staff provided a preliminary EIR draft to district staff for comment and review. It's done in May. So our district staff did review, provide comments in June. And we also, districts, both staffs also had a subsequent meeting following to discuss our district's comments. So additionally, the city has advised that the public review period for the draft EIR was from July 24th of this year to September 8th of 2025. And finally, the city staff did say that the district would receive a draft MOU by mid-September. So that's fine. So that's the latest from the city.
I put this on the agenda just to bring to the attention of the committee that the city of Anaheim has the environmental impact report out for public comment, and they've spent probably a year or two writing the document. And so they've represented in that project description that there will be the conveyance of water to their site, and there will be the construction of these impoundments with the rubber dams. And I was taken back because we don't have an agreement with them to do that. And in my experience with environmental impact reports and development, it would be premature to have a EIR out and a project description with entities that I don't have agreements with yet. And so I know we were promised to have a MOU back with a representative from Anaheim 3 months ago. And it just feels presumptuous to me. In my business, in my experience, I don't know how others feel about it, but we know that the comment period is up is September the 5th?
September 8th.
And then the staff just, Anaheim staff just recently, I've just learned by your statement that they will be getting us a document by the middle of September.
So we've been told yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So we'll put that on our agenda for the end of September.
Not sure. Would staff would need a little bit of time to review?
I think the committee would like to look at it. Can't hurt. Yeah. So are there any comments? Okay. Let's move on to the next item. That would be the direction of the chair to agendize these. I think we have one item for consideration, which was with the city of Anaheim, and then the consent items, I suppose, would also go on the consent agenda. Are there any director? Is that's everyone agreement with that? Are there any and staff's agreement with that?
Yes.
Are there any director comments or reports? Any general manager comments or reports?
Nothing to report.
We're adjourned. Thank you.